Little Squire, The Jumping Pony by Judy Andrickson. Read by Lorraine Tao. Published in book form by Key Porter Books. E-audio published and produced by RMW Kids. Chapter 1. An Ocean Apart. Mickey Walsh dreamed about going to America. To Irish boys like him, America was known as the land of opportunity. People said that the streets were paved with gold, and any boy or man could find work there and become someone special. Nearly every family Mickey knew had someone who had left in recent years, and he wanted to go too. He talked endlessly about it with his brothers as they settled for the night in the room above their parents' pub, the corner house, awaiting sleep. He listened raptly any time the pub's visitors brought up the topic. He planned what he would do if he ever got to America, and saved his money for the trip he knew he would one day take. The corner house pub and its stable yard of about 20 stuccoed stone box stalls was and is still located on the crossroads of a small scenic town called Kildory in the southwest region of Ireland. Kildory is in County Cork on the crest of one of the many rolling hills of the area. From the top of the stone steps that led from the boys' room down to the stable yard, a person could see for miles. Each morning, Mickey began his day with a beautiful view of rich green grasslands, gentle hills, and wooded valleys spread before him in the sweet freshness of the moist, mild climate. Below, his father's horses nickered their impatience to be fed and turned out. Mickey felt impatient, too. Mickey's parents, Thomas and Hannah Walsh, ran the pub and the stable with the help of their 9 children, 6 boys and 3 girls. Mickey's father was an avid horseman, and his exceptional skills in horse trading, riding, and horsemanship had been passed on to the Walsh children. Mickey was an eager student and a true